The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Those electricity and gas prices, 30% on gas, electricity by over 10% next month. Extraordinary price hikes, extraordinary particularly in the context of them coming from an organisation which has profits in 2021 of 679 million. Though the ESB and Electric Ireland will be saying that they have little choice given the input costs that they are dealing with. I'm joined now by Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie and also by Verona Murphy, independent TD for Wexford. Dara, could you talk us through the rises that people are looking at? And first of all, is this an additional rise over those that we have seen already, or is it all of them grossed up?
No, hi, good afternoon. It is, well, it's Electric Ireland's second price increase of the year, and it's had about four price increases. Sorry, it's second price increase this year, but over the past year, it's had about four price increases. So this one is adding just over 11% to people's electricity bills and about 32% to people's gas bills. So it's pretty hefty, it's pretty significant. But when you actually add up all the price increases from Electric Ireland over the past year, they've added around €700 a year to people's electricity bills and a similar amount to their gas bills. So it's really, really hefty, and we're probably going to see more price increases both from Electric Ireland and other suppliers before we get into winter.
And did you say they have added €700?
Yeah, €700 over the past year to people's electricity bills and €700 to their gas bills. But the thing is, Anton, Electric Ireland, believe it or not, is offering probably the cheapest prices still, even after today's price hike. So that just goes to show you where we are. Some suppliers over the past maybe 12 to 15 months have actually more than doubled their gas and electricity prices, which have added maybe over €2,000 to people's gas and electricity bills. So this is bad if you're an Electric Ireland customer, but you've got it even worse if you're with some of the smaller suppliers.
Obviously, it'll vary hugely depending on how reliant a customer is on electricity or gas or what the mix is for them. But for an average bill, these hikes come in from the 1st of August. Give us a sense of what it'll do to a bill from the 1st of August on.
Well, from the 1st of August on, it's going to add €165 more to electricity bills and around €312 more to gas bills. But that's just looking at this price hike. But as I said, you do need to look at them all cumulatively over the past few months. And gas and electricity prices were already at record levels. And now this is just sending them into absolutely astronomical territory. And, you know, I'd be saying to people, I know it hasn't really felt like summer over the past few weeks, but enjoy the summer, because when we get into winter, it's going to be a pretty bleak and a pretty expensive winter for us all. And the standing charges are going up as well, which I'm a bit disappointed with. They've also gone up by 11% around and 32% for gas. So that means, for example, before you even turn on a single appliance, Anton, if you're an Electric Ireland customer, you're paying over €300 a year now in an electricity standing charge, which does seem a little bit unfair.
And of course, the thing is that with any other price rise, the advice would be, well, you can at least shop around and see, can you get a better deal? But I assume in this instance, they're all in the same boat, so that isn't available to customers.
They are in the same boat, but they've all been impacted differently. And my advice to people would absolutely still be to shop around. Because the price increases are so significant, unfortunately, no one is going to be paying less for their energy than they were 12 or 18 months ago. But you absolutely can soften the blow by switching to a cheaper supplier. So the suppliers still offer good discounts of up to maybe 40% or more for an entire year to people who switch. So, you know, in other words, you can reduce your electricity and gas costs by 40% potentially by switching. So I would absolutely recommend and, you know, say to listeners, if you haven't switched your gas electricity over the past year or so, now is the time to do it.
And of course, this comes on the day that Eurostat says that inflation in Ireland is running at 9.6%. So not only are people having to find the additional monies to pay for the price hikes, they're having to do it using money that has less spending power by nearly 10% than it would have this time last year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the gas and electricity costs, I think, have gotten the most amount of attention over the past few months because they've been so significant. But we've seen mortgage rates begin to creep up with some suppliers. The ECB looks like it's going to raise rates over the next few weeks. Obviously, petrol and diesel are at record levels. streaming services have increased in price. Broadband and TV has gone up as well. And food inflation is at its highest level in around a decade. And that's actually my main big worry now, is that we're going to go into a period with record price increases for food. And it's been a while since we've seen price levels of this increase across so many areas, because previously, for food, for example, there was almost negligible price growth for almost a decade. And that helped, I suppose, soften the blow of maybe rising rent rates and rising other costs. But now it seems like every big bill is going up. Mortgage rates, energy, gas, electricity, food. It is a bit worrying.
And of course, one of those, fuel. Verona Murphy, you'll know all about that, given the cost of fuel that's being handed on the haulage industry. But across the board, and particularly looking at the gas and electricity bills, Verona, what do you think the government should now be doing?
Well, I look at it, listening to Dara, it's actually mind-boggling. Dara's been saying the same thing for as long as I can recall it, going back as far as the last budget. So it's not like government haven't been warned on this. You know, there was a series of issues that were creating the perfect storm last year. We didn't have as much wind, we weren't generating the power, yet we have a record number of data centres. We have all of these issues, and it comes down to affecting the consumer more than anybody else. And I think you're going to, as Dara said, it was €200 that was predicted. Now it's €700. And the issue here is that we have got to look at suspending the EU state aid rules and apply to any measures that prevent us from reducing costs further. And I believe that Airgrid, which is a semi-state company, we need to look at this in an emergency scenario and introduce, we need to introduce measures faster that will produce electricity faster. We have huge issues in planning network routes. Today I have a constituent on to me who wants to provide a solar farm, but is being told that there is no capacity in the grid, in which case he would be able to feed in.
So although, Verona, we do need to couple the medium term away, or decouple the medium term from the short term. No amount of accelerating the construction of wind farms will sort next August's bills.
I agree. And I think what we've got to do then is look at those who are consuming more, such as the data centres, and see how we can ask them to pay or to contribute to the additional supply that's created, particularly for their electricity demands. We also have to look, as I say, at suspending EU state aid rules, how that can affect and how we can reduce prices in that regard. And we've put these amendments on the floor of the Dáil last Wednesday. I co-signed amendments with Dennis Nocton and some other members of the regional independent group. But I think we have to force the government hand at this stage. We're hearing from them every day, that they can't do anymore, that they're going to wait till the budget. It will be too late for people.
How do you balance, though, the need to protect the vulnerable without helping out those who can help themselves? If you're wealthy, these price hikes will make no difference to you. And if the government intervenes in a price control way, the wealthy will benefit just as much as those who are not.
Well, and that's what they did with their €200, I'm afraid. I'm not saying that there is a perfect solution. What we need to do, everybody is in a state of flux because of the cost of living increases. Governments are saying that, inflation is not going to last, it's going to be reduced. The reality of this is people's costs are being driven up. They can't afford at this point to live and to drive their cars in rural Ireland. It's not just energy prices. We have a huge issue with fuel prices. I have said from last October, since the budget, that were we to reduce and remove all excise duties, and which we can do this, government are saying that we can't. That's the narrative that's been put out there. Yes, they can. They can remove, as a temporary emergency measure, reduce and cap the price of a litre of fuel to €1 and add the VAT to that. Currently, what they do is you have the price, currently is probably a litre for the commodity itself. A euro. All of the taxes add up to another euro, and then you add the VAT and we're at 220 at the pumps. It's outrageous, and all we're doing is driving people into the belief that they are better off not working, leaving their cars parked in the drive. Most families operating two cars in rural Ireland to get to work. All of what they do is driven by the fact that they work, whereby were they to stay at home, they would not be facing any.
Indeed, and when you add into that the implications of childcare and all of the other significant costs there in family. But I do want to go back to the gas and electricity and ask Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie, are there any people that have managed to insulate themselves from these costs? Is there anything that consumers can do to insulate themselves from these costs? As in, do solar panels on the roof now suddenly become a more economically viable alternative? Is there anything you'd be recommending that people should try?
Well, obviously, looking at retrofitting your home is one way, but that's expensive. Not everyone has 40, 50 or 60 grand to stump up for a renovation. And as anyone who's tried to get some renovation works done, whether it's for a home retrofit or even getting floors done or even a painter in, they'll know that there's a huge shortage of labour. So even if you did decide to pull in solar panels, you could be waiting a very, very long time. But, you know, in terms of just short-term measures, of course, as I said, people can look at switching and they should look at switching. Look at ways to reduce energy demand or energy use in the home, which I'm sure many people have already done, but the SEAI, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, has some good tips. Do check in with your local social welfare office to see if there's any payments or supports you may be entitled to. But the government, I think, really needs to, you know, start outlining what it is going to do. And one thing, for example, is VAT has been temporarily reduced on gas and electricity bills to 9%, which I welcomed. But they put it in for 6 months, from like May to October, which is when energy demand in the home is at its lowest, which, excuse the pun, is absolutely bonkers. And that absolutely has to be extended, I think, for the foreseeable future. At the moment, the VAT is due to go back up in late October, when we'll probably be talking about more price increases. So I think the government needs to come out now and say, at least we are going to commit to keeping VAT at 9% on gas and electricity, you know, for the foreseeable future, and maybe even reduce it even further. And you know, if hotels and the hospitality sector and cinemas can get a reduced rate of VAT for 9%, then gas and electricity customers absolutely can as well.
Dara Cassidy, thank you. That's Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie, and before him, Verona Murphy, independent TD for Wexford.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.